First, just a public service announcement. Like Merlin said, a lot of the events that were coming up in the month of September had to be canceled for obvious reasons. And the Axe Retreat, it's been rescheduled, but the women had their November date and they ceded that to the men. So the men's retreat will be in November and the women's will be in the spring. Likewise, I'm losing my voice and I blame Bosco because I've been yelling and screaming at him for the last 6 weeks. And now he's leaving us this Thursday. He's going home to Spain. Thankfully, only for a little while before he comes back. And he'll speak a little bit after communion to share a little bit of what's going on for him. And I want to reiterate and thank Tommy and our pastoral council. We met on Friday to talk about a lot of things, but especially what more we could do as a community for those in our own community who are hurting and those in the surrounding areas who are hurting. So a lot of good discussion. But do take one of those index cards. Hopefully you find it in your pew. Take a pen, write down your name, your number if you'd like to help. Write down the name of someone else who you know is in need. Our biggest problem, and you've heard me say this if you were able to come in the last few days and weeks, is communication, is reaching those in need. We have a lot of supply, a lot of volunteers offering. Even this afternoon, there was a group coming, and I said, honestly, I haven't heard anything. I don't know how to reach someone, so go to another church. But I don't want to say that because I know that there are people in our midst that have a lot of needs. So if you know someone, please put their name down and just be a part of the effort to help a lot of our own community and the nearby communities who are still very much in need. I said this on day one. Our community, we're very blessed. If we haven't already, we're going to bounce back fairly quickly, I think. But there are others who are not. And so it's kind of on us to consider that and reach out and be those arms and hands of our Lord to bring them his care. Talking about the gospel today, our Lord it's weird. I really get a lot of comfort from the apostles. They're never on the right page, and neither are we. Claire, are you excited? It's Claire's birthday. Was it yesterday? When's Claire's birthday? Oh, my goodness. Another birthday I'm late for. Claire, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Claire. Okay, good. She's excited. So our Lord is trying to explain to the apostles, and they're on the wrong page. He's saying, I'm going to have to suffer. Suffering is going to be necessary. And they're not even on that wavelength. They're arguing amongst them, who's going to get the biggest seat, the highest honors, the most authority. And so he confronts them, like, what are you guys talking about? And of course, they're shamed. They're silent. Because they were arguing amongst themselves about honors and status and other things. He's like, you guys are missing the point. You want to be first in my kingdom? You want to follow me? Be ready to choose the last place. Be ready to put others ahead of yourself. Be ready to take up a heavy burden in the cross and follow me. It's interesting because you take the Book of Wisdom, which is so weird because that thing was written like in 500 or 400 BC and already makes a reference to the Son of God who's going to be handed over and crucified, the Savior that they were waiting for, the Messiah, but he's going to be rejected. And with the Book of Wisdom helps us understand the foolishness of the way of human thinking sometimes. But let's follow it a little bit. Let us put him to the test. If he is the Son of God, if he is beloved of God, if God loves you, surely he will save you. If God loves you, surely you won't have to suffer. So they say, let us put him to the test. Let us condemn him to a shameful death. For if he is God's Son, then God will come to his rescue. There's something to be said because on the one hand, that's true. Even the responsorial psalm picked it up again. The Lord upholds my life. Doesn't the Lord uphold my life? And he does. And so often there are moments like in Jesus' own life, the people in need come to him. Claire, you're awesome. Okay. The people in need come to him and they need healing and the miracle happens and the prayer is answered and he heals them. And the hurricane shifts last year and goes not to New Orleans, but to Lake Charles. And we were spared. But that's not the whole story. That's not the whole Jesus Christ. With the miracles and the prayers answered and everything working out just fine. Because sometimes our Lord says, I need to be crucified. I'm going to experience rejection. It's not going to go the easy way. And we follow our Lord on the cross. And we dare to say, Lord, I will even drink that cup with you. Not my will, but your will be done. And then the hurricane comes and hits my house and destroys everything I own. It's a challenge for us to find our Lord in both moments. Moments when I am spared and the miracle happens and I see God's grace right now. And moments when I'm not spared and my prayer seems to be put off and I have to wait to see the moment of God's grace. I have to die to myself first, experience that tremendous loss, and not put the period there in the story, because if I wait long enough, I will see God still upholding my life long after the hurricane has done its worst. If my house is in ruins, if I've lost so much, you have a community to support you and console you, but it's sad but real that we are invited to say, Lord, I want to share this moment with you. I will carry this burden with you. I will offer myself as a victim of the consequences of sin with you for the sake of others. We've already talked about the problem of evil a few weeks ago. Might be good to listen to that one again. But it's true, because God did not spare his own son. God so loved the world that he gave up his only son. And if we are united to that son, we have to be willing to go through that same experience. Lord, help me to share with you this cup of suffering. Help me not to waste that opportunity to suffer with you for others, to offer myself for others. In those moments when I've lost everything, it's my time to be in need. It's my time not to be angry at God, much less to say, no, I don't need help, I'm just fine by myself. But to humbly and gratefully receive the help when it comes. Christ is crucified in me. And in a sense, I have the chance to be that little one when Jesus says, whatsoever you did for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did for me. I can be that victim Christ who others can help and allow them to touch Christ in that moment. But don't be afraid. Don't be too proud to say, no, I need help. And I know that God's going to give it to me through my brothers and sisters. I need that help. And I embrace this cross, or Lord, help me embrace this really heavy cross of not hating my insurance company right now, or at least trying not to. Or maybe I'm the Jesus crucified. I'm the one who, my house is fine. I did okay. I've seen the resurrection. I've seen the miracle. I don't know how my house was spared. I don't know how the Blessed Mother is still standing in front of my house as trees are falling in every direction. I can't explain that, but I can't deny it either. My attitude should not be like, I don't want to come home because I feel so guilty because I did fine, but the neighbors on both sides of my house are in ruins. I can't handle that. I don't deserve it. That's not the right attitude. The right attitude I want to invite us is, I'm extremely grateful. I'm abundantly grateful that my roof is intact. I have electricity. I have the food and clothing that were not lost in the storm. Because now I can be that instrument for God's provident care to reach others through me. I can be an answer to other people's prayers for help. I can be the crucifixion, that image of the crucifix that God gives of himself, lays down all of his comfort, all of his time. You know what? My house is fine. I'm not going to sit and watch TV today. I'm going to go out and help someone. I'm going to lay down my time, my freedom, my comfort to bring Christ's light and hope and love to others. You know, what's interesting is in the last few weeks, I've heard of people coming from Lafayette and even Lake Charles. In the last few weeks, several groups of people from Lake Charles have come to this area, the river parishes, to help those in need. You know the sad irony, and I don't say this too harshly, but last year, we tried to send a group to Lake Charles when they were in need after two hurricanes. You know how many people went from here to there? Three people. We weren't hit by a hurricane. We were living the normal life. And we couldn't go to their aid for whatever reason. I just encourage us, don't let that happen. Don't forget who you are as a Christian, as a follower of our Lord who lays down his life for others in one way or another. We simply ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts to this mystery of suffering, of being our Lord in his fullness, in the miracles and on the cross. to allow people to help me to come to my aid, and to give of myself if I'm able to be our Lord reaching out to bring his salvation to those in need. May our Blessed Mother intercede for us. She understands this mystery. She stood at the foot of the cross and faced that mystery. She watched her son be both victim and savior. May we learn from his example and do no less. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.